A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
And now, the time has come, and we must face the final curtain.
Curtain.
We did it our way.
We do things our way.
We do. Oh, wait, hold on. Are we recording?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gate. Let's love.
Yo, it's part two of the tell-all. We're done with this season.
We're done, and we are recording because we checked. Y'all, we're done. We're finished.
As much of the technical leaps and bounds that we make, we just always take 4 steps back.
It's true.
For those of you on the intimate portrait tier, I'm here in my new apartment, and some of you have commented, I love the clean lines and fireplace on one side and the Kids Fort cardboard box / person experiencing homelessness on one side. And I'm like... That's very on brand for me.
I told Poodle, show me a picture that you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle. And it's a picture of this, or it's a picture of Jake's living room, his beautiful living room with his cute little entertainment center, and then his pretty big TV, and then his Google Nest just sitting precariously on top of the TV where it shouldn't be at all, which holds all of his internet.
It's just hanging on.
I don't understand it.
It's fine. It works for me. It works for me.
But that's Poodle.
That's Poodle.
That's Poodle. Y'all, we're finished.
Thank
we're
God.
Finished.
Oh, this season,
I'm going to miss some things.
This season's been rough. I think I said that about the last season the other way.
You say that about every single season. Like,
there's never been one season
where you're like, this was fantastic.
No, that's true. You're never going to get that from me. I will say, you know what, though? I will say this single life season is fantastic because that's a different show.
And I liked
it. I'm sorry, I have high standards. It balances for my shitty taste in men.
It's true. Which, by the way, y'all,
it's D-Day, y'all. The day. It's D-Day. It's Dick Day.
At noon, he is getting it. It's time.
There's a little cuckoo clock that's going to go, cuckoo, cuckoo, stick it in, stick it in.
And then they'll just be like people in lederhosen that come out and dance, but they're actually two men doing butt sex. I want that cuckoo clock where you had just two men come out and they just start like doing gay sex.
Bob on the dick and Bob on the dick.
And then at midnight, he sucks the cock. That's great. Someone make that cuckoo clock. I love cuckoo. We had one growing up. I'm sure you couldn't have one because your mother would have been bothered by it.
Oh, someone once gave my mother a clock where birds chirp certain calls at certain days. She destroyed it. She's like, I hated it. God, she made noise all the time.
See, I grew up, we had a grandfather clock. It would ring even at night.
No, we had to
sleep through it.
My mother bought a grandfather clock because she thought she'd like it too. She had to stop it because of all the noise. That's where I get a lot of my hypersensitivity from.
Yeah, that's kind of what we thought.
But the bird clock was notorious. Someone gave it. Because Mother Poodle's obsessed with birds. She loves bird houses,
bird feeders.
It's like a bird commune where they live.
My mother loves birds too. Yeah. They could talk about them.
But I don't ever want them to become friends. I just don't.
I don't know what it'll be like when they talk to each other. That would be weird.
I don't think that you're.
You know, it's gonna happen one day.
No, I think they possibly get along. I think my mother.
Your mother would come back to you and end up reading my mother.
She would. Maybe read her to her face.
It's weird though, but in another way, my mother understands what we do a little bit more than your mother does.
My mother,
maybe because I've told her.
My
more.
Mother understands it. She understands the process. She just still doesn't understand why people listen to me. I'm kind of there with her though.
I'm kind of with her.
Or when she's like, whenever I explain whenever I explain Patreon to her, she just. Wait, that's a weird way to explain. That is how you say it. Well, I just said explain. Never mind. I'm having a weird moment.
Poodle's in his head because he's going to get some head.
Do you ever say words that just sound wrong? And you're like, wait, is that how you say it? Well, you do. Yeah, that's a given. You say them wrong and they actually are wrong.
The word technical always sounds weird to
technical.
Me.
Technical.
Technical.
No
just
one
sounds
cares
weird.
About any of this. I'm
well,
so
that's
sorry.
Well, that's what we said. Come at us with words that sound weird to you, y'all. Hey, I want to say something. First, well, you did mention Patreon, and we also have Supercast, our Reality Gaze Extra. Just reminding everybody, this week, we're premiering the season 3 tell-all. So that is the tell-all with Alexandra and Josh
DeVar and Melanie.
The first season of Lauren and Alexi. That's where we find out that Lauren was mad that Alexi was mad Lauren had a bachelor party, but we found out
and she
had a bachelor party in Israel.
She wanted to get back at him.
It's our last one, RIP, with Erica Hill. It's a good tell-all. So
I will miss Erica Hill.
I do like Sean, but I do like Erica Hill. It's different.
I just feel like Erica Hill is trying to get to a point, and Sean Robinson sometimes plays around the point and lets her reaction be the arbiter. Instead of Erica Hill trying to push for the truth of the situation.
I will say this was the best tell-all I think Sean Robinson has done.
You mean this current one that we're talking about?
I thought this is the best one for her to like.
I kind of agree with you. I think she was a little at sea with the producers in her ear on the virtual tell-alls.
Yeah.
But no, those the virtual tell-alls, I don't, she didn't know what
I don't ever see one of those
on.
Again. No. Who did? We didn't.
I want to clarify. I despise the virtual tell-alls, and you said you did not mind them.
I did. But now that we've had a real one again, I'm like, oh, they are. Poodle
okay.
was right.
Thank you. Say that again.
I said it once. You can rewind. Gary, rewind that tape.
Just rewind
too late,
it.
Gary. I took it out already. I edited it out. So we just want to remind people, if you want Reality Gaze extra content of us talking about classic 90 Day Fiancé, then be sure to The $5 tier is our classic shows, and then the $8 tier, you get ad-free for your pleasure.
For your pleasure.
You get our regular feed, and you get our Love After Lockup and all that good stuff. So,
which
and
is
then
coming back in June.
Dude, and then our $15 tier is just on Patreon, and that's the video that
you're seeing right now.
We didn't think people would care about it, but apparently y'all really enjoy
it. To see my creamy shoulders.
It's true. I'm actually in LA right now, and we started to do this together, but with Poodle's new apartment, the lighting is shit.
It's not shit. It's just very bright in the morning.
But it would look like shit on camera, and we can't. And Poodle refuses to turn around his couch.
No, because I refuse for my house to be some kind of studio that gets moved around all the time.
Well, I'm glad that, you know, you just don't want to be of service to our listeners.
No, I just want to have a place that I live in instead of a studio.
We could hang lights that we could just turn on in your...
Well, we could... you know what? This is inside baseball
we don't need to talk about. But we could shoot here, but you just won't be able to drink.
I'm fine with that.
You'll never be able to have a drink.
I'll just Uber.
So, y'all, anyway, that's what you get. Hey, another thing I want to say.
Don't make it seem like I mandate we shoot here, because I don't.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
No, he doesn't ever. He just lives, he's alone, and I have someone else to contend with.
Exactly.
So that's why you're just alone forever. I'm kidding.
You have no one. Yeah.
Well, hold on. I do want to say, I have a point to all this. We have been getting, it's nice when you become popular, but it's also nice when, look, people start to notice us. Like we've mentioned before, like Rebecca, we messaged with Rebecca a little bit last week. Amira has reached out to us and said she's liked what we said. Y'all, we have been read on Instagram by Yara. She read us for filth.
It was. I just busted out laughing.
Oh, I laughed hysterically. Basically,
I don't think, you know, I have really selective memory about these kinds of things. Yeah. I don't think I said I love her.
I need to post it on our Instagram. But basically, one of our sissies, Chris, tweeted about Reality Gays extra like loving Yara now, and she basically screenshotted it and she said, "I hope this continues to change." Basically, she said, "This is a change from all the shit everybody said about me at the beginning, and now you love me. I hope it keeps.
I hope it keeps happening.
It keeps happening."
Well done, bitch.
Well done.
I was trying to think. I think I did say she was kind of shitty to Jovi.
We did say she wasn't in love and that we thought she was there for a green card and he was just a boy toy to her.
I don't remember that, but
you did say that, and I 100% agreed with you. And she proved us wrong. She proved us wrong. But I'm going to say, y'all, just because we are not a show for the cast members,
no.
We are a show for you. So, like, we love Rebecca. We will read her about her wedding dress. We love Amira. We will tell her to not use as much lipstick. Yara, we can't say anything about Yara right now because she looked beautiful and we're scared.
I kind of don't care anymore. I just
want people to know that, like, because they're like, oh, are they going to be nice? No, we're going to be nice, shady. We're going to be us. We're always going to give that to you.
I don't think I see what you're saying. If she's, but this is all the game. This is all the PR game. So
I know, but I've listened to podcasts where they like
they're being
you can
nice.
Tell they favor certain people, and I'm like, come on, like Devin acts horribly, and you were saying how much you love
her.
Oh,
she's trash.
And so we're not playing that game. I just want to remind you, we're here for our sissies.
I'm an equal opportunity hater.
It's true. And lover. Hey, we dished about Yara and then she proved us wrong. Make us love you, people. Make us love you.
Work for it. Work for my love.
Anyway.
I don't think I'm ever worried about them coming at me to what they're going to hear or what they're going to see on Instagram. In a lot of ways, I just don't think neither of us are worried about that.
I
know there are people we do like and we say nice things.
Yeah.
And then there are people you know, like Big Ed. We're talking about Big Ed on The Single Life. I think Big Ed is fucking gross.
Oh, he's gross.
And TLC keeps trying to make us swallow the Big Ed is a great guy story, and we should be super hopeful for him that he finds love. Barf. No, no thank you.
I don't know if I told you, but I did tell Rebecca on Instagram that if we ever meet her, you're going to flirt with Zied. And her response was, I'm fine with that.
Ooh. I think in person, Rebecca's gotten a lot of, I think this is.
I liked her on this tell-off. Let's jump in.
I think production, especially production, I think their storyline is very, very. The water was very quite smooth for them,
yeah,
except for a couple of things.
They're pretty tight. Yeah.
So I think we had to create some drama. It's the meme worthy stuff of her saying like how am I going to tell Zied I ate pizza with my fiance from Morocco or my ex husband from Morocco or just all of it. It's been such good meme fodder because one of the reasons is. It's so far stretched from reality. That's why it's funny. So I think she's aware of that, and I think she knows. I still say I don't think that girl Hannah was really trying to fuck Zied. And we had a live YouTube live with Chris Farah last night,
which you can still watch, y'all. Yeah. That is on. Go to Chris's YouTube channel.
Chris thought that she's like. Hannah thought, this is my chance to get my own reality show.
I think that's I agree with Chris Farah. I said, you said she wasn't trying to fuck him. I said she was. And then Chris said, yeah, she wants to be. And so I agree with that.
Y'all,
we had a really good time talking.
It was fun.
Be sure to check.
Always fun with Chris.
I'll put the link in the show notes. Hopefully I remember.
But I think it's besides the obvious, like, douchebaggery of Andrew and the manipulation and the basically revealing himself to be one of the biggest villains that
let's
90
just,
days.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Let's just jump right in. So this is only 1 hour, you guys, which they always surprise us with because God forbid we know anything beforehand.
Poor Chris Farah. She was like, okay, we're going to do like 5 minutes after the tell it gets done airing. We're going to do our live 7:05. And we're like, okay. And we're ready. And then she texts us. She's like, well, shit, we have to wait an hour. And I'm like, thank Matt Sharp. Y'all, we're just like that homely little glasses girl in middle school. Mm-hmm. Just looking at that hot quarterback, just wondering, when is he going to look at me?
He's never going to look at you, honey. You're going to blaze your own trail.
When is he going to buy one of my world's finest chocolate bars that I've been selling for my Girl Scout troop? When is he going to just...
It was called world's finest chocolate. Let me say, it was not.
I thought it was quite good.
It had kind of an orange sheen to it.
As someone who ate a lot of their bars and their father got pissed and they had to pay for it, I enjoyed them.
I'm sure you, quote unquote, sold a lot of chocolate.
You didn't eat any of your candy bars?
You know, I wasn't a big fan I didn't really like the taste of it. No.
Give me those Rice Krispie ones. Oh my gosh, no, so good. I didn't like the almond.
I'm not a big milk chocolate fan. I've never really been. Like, I can kind of eat a Hershey bar and
What kind of sissy ass boy when they're 8 years old says,
please.
Does anybody have anything dark?
I love the special dark.
The special dark. Do y'all have that cacao? I want some with a lot of cacao.
I was never a big, really sweet fan. That's why.
Mama, do they have any Swiss chocolate, Mama?
Let me just say.
Hush, poodle. They're going to beat you up again.
Jay Bird, be quiet. Do you want to get her in a punch in your face? No, here's the thing. I was a very sissified, snobby child, and I've turned into a sissified, snobby adult.
I don't think anyone is shocked by that. That's why Little Poodle works. It's a sissified, snobby little boy.
God.
Just making his way in the world.
Snobby's the wrong word. I had very, very specific tastes.
You're actually less pretentious than you used to be.
That's true. Kind
of. You kind of got it fucked out of you. Anyway.
Okay, I'm stopping. I promise. Why do I not want to talk about symbolist poetry anymore?
Why not? I'm sorry the lawn people are here. Hopefully you can hear it.
Oh, this is joyous because now my apartment is quiet. Now I can lord it over you.
It is. So Andrew is, he is sitting in this minivan and he is dead set. I'm not going in there unless Amira's on that stage.
Unless he can humiliate her and show her receipts.
Y'all, that's what this is about. This is never about Andrew telling his side of the story. This is about him being controlling and wanting to shame her and make her look stupid.
Well, no, to humiliate her on national television.
Yeah.
He wants to hurt her. And because he was already showing you guys, the turning point for most of us with Andrew, we all knew, well, besides the creepiness of him just getting a massage and ATVing it up in Mexico, well, she was locked in a jail cell eating gruel in Mexico. That was awful enough. And his victimhood. And we were all kind of like, yeah, he's shitty. He's laughable. The laugh stopped when we all kind of basically saw him trying to get her to go to Serbia. And then the laughs completely stopped when we saw those texts.
When we saw those text messages.
Yeah.
Now, and we mentioned this on Chris Farrah, and Chris Farrah has good tea about Amir and Andrew. So again, y'all listen to that interview or watch that YouTube live video. But Amir, there have been texts that Andrew is releasing about Amira. And yes, Amira is trying to make, anybody on the show is trying to make themselves look the best they possibly can be.
But the Instagram account is called Amira is a Scammer.
That's the one that Chris has all the tea about. But I'm just talking about Andrew's released text that Amira has said and things like that. I just want to say, I don't think anything, at least that I've seen that Amira has done, would constitute Andrew being able to treat her the way he has treated her.
No.
This
is predatory behavior.
Yeah. That's a good class for it.
And I think, yes, you can have, there is probably gray area where she's not completely Lily White in her in what she said or what she did. I'm sure they're both of them try to portray themselves in their best possible light. But a lot of the stuff on that Amira is a Scammer thing could have easily been faked.
True. And now the cast is kind of like, which honestly, some people came after them. I don't know. Depending on when this is filmed, I don't know what the cast knew.
No.
Like,
they haven't seen any of it. Remember, the tell-all is filmed. You guys, so listen, with the tell-alls are filmed before the season it starts airing, usually.
I thought it's after the season. Oh, is it before it aired?
No.
I thought it's after the season's aired a little bit. And
maybe it's halfway through or something.
Yeah, it's like halfway through because they'll do it while the show is going. But they have not.
They have not seen.
I don't think at this point. They haven't seen probably what was released online of all, because I like with Jovi and Brandon and Julia all kind of saying, and even Yar kind of like, I wish they could come so we could figure out what's going on. But then Rebecca, which is, this is why I do like Rebecca, because
Jesus.
I know, I love her. Well, she will take up for those bitches. And she says, Andrew just said to us he was only there to talk to Amira, and that's it. And everybody kind of went, oh, okay, that seems a little odd. And then Amira comes on screen, and y'all, as someone who's had clients that have this, is someone who is going through a PTSD moment right in front of our face.
When they were showing the clips of just her being him, like she had to watch his almost fake victim response. And she was kind of losing it on TV, probably almost getting into a panic attack.
It almost seemed like she was about to retch.
Yeah, I agree.
It was just, she was so you were seeing that. And then she's like so stressed out. She said,
doesn't
I'm
want to see
scared.
Him.
I'm going to have a party. I can't see him. And Sean says, when is the last time that you had contact? And Amira says, I gave him the ring back and the gifts that he sent me.
Gifts.
And I got no response. Yeah. Nothing.
I think she said she sent gifts for him and his family.
I guess she had bought them gifts, so she sent it all.
And got no response. And she said, I'm about to have a panic attack. I don't want to see him. She says that she was in that cell in Mexico for 3 days and 2 nights, which is horrifying, absolutely horrifying. They never told her when she was going
no
back.
No shoes, no phone.
Excuse me. And then they said, then of course the white men on stage, Brandon and Jovi, is like, well, no, they'd have to tell you why, blah, 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 you weren't there. And I think someone on Instagram said they travel, or and last night in the live, some commenter said, Jovi and Brandon travel as white men. Very different.
Well, I also think it's, I learned this, and maybe it's not true now, but come on. But one of my good friends who's from the Philippines, white men who are Americans.
Yeah.
Like American, I did not know this till we've been friends for years, but like 10 years ago, she was traveling. She was talking about being stuck somewhere and she has her Philippines passport, but she's also an American citizen.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked about how everybody with the passport from the Philippines got stuck. And she literally just waved her passport and said, American,
right.
And they literally let her through.
Yeah.
So it's a totally different thing when you travel the world with a U.S. passport than some other countries.
We're diplomatic bullies. We'll get anything done we need to. Yeah.
So I think that they're speaking with American privilege, too. And they just – and Jovi got stuck in a fucking pandemic.
Right.
And couldn't get back for a while. So they don't know what they're talking about.
Different reason, but I agree with you.
Sit down, boys, and circle jerk each other. Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me have that for a second. I'm just going to pause.
Basically, the biggest deal is...
I'm kind of into that. Jovi and Brandon fucking?
No, I'm not. Sorry. I can't imagine Brandon being sexual. I just see him as the little Debbie boy or girl.
Oh, Jovi would fuck the shit out of him with this Cajun dick.
Okay, I'm uncomfortable. Mostly because I was talking about something that was important and real, and you took it into sexual time.
Sorry, go ahead.
But she says, here's the thing. I never know why when he's going to be mad at me or yell at me about that's why I don't want to talk to him. Because they asked her that. And that is a classic... That kind of someone who is that's a PTSD response because you don't know what reaction you're going to get. That's why you're on edge all the time. That's what
and
she looked like.
Yeah, and Sean presses that like, well, what do you mean? And she's like, he was screaming at me. And then once they kind of found it, then that's when like Jovi and even Brandon are like, oh, like that's not good.
It is interesting that we never saw video of those calls. I'm not asking for her to prove it, but it was, did production leave that out?
I don't know. I would think Andrew would know when he's being watched.
Maybe you're right. Yeah.
So I don't think Andrew would ever, if he knew, he'd probably ask, are you being recorded right now?
Right.
And she said no.
Good point.
Because Amira is too scared to lie to him, I think. And so.
Good point.
So, and oddly enough, where Jovi and Brandon were kind of like, I don't know, Tariq really kind of jumped
right.
to
like,
her
well, that's
defense.
That's a different perspective right there.
And so, anyway, it ends up, she's not going to do it. And they're
she's
still
not
trying to
be there. She's not going to be there. She refuses if he's and, on.
Yes. And set. Andrew is like, fine,
I'm outie.
I'm leaving. He leaves if I can't talk to her directly, which I actually think is dumb for Andrew. He should have tried to explain himself, but whatever. She said that basically Amira says he spent the whole night yelling at me before I went back to France. And I decided I was going to go back to France and I decided to still go to US. And she's kind of saying I gave everything to him and I get back and I get back from Serbia. And I see that he's already, I have his email.
He's on a dating site.
He's already on the dating site. And they're like, what? Yes. So he's already looking for someone else.
And Julia's reaction is of all of us. She's like, wait, he's back on dating site?
Yeah, she has. But she's like, what? So, and another thing, I didn't get this. Y'all, now this is where, and Jovi and Brandon talk about this after, which is true. Amira says at first that when she came back from Mexico, she had no messages on her phone from him.
Yeah.
So she said that.
And then she says almost nothing later.
But then later she says almost nothing. So it is a little bit like, Amira, are you giving us the whole truth? Like, what did you actually have? Who actually did?
Well, I will say it's much easier to be the white knight than the gray knight. In other words, it's much easier to leave out the things that doesn't, that don't paint you in a completely positive light. So
but people
I understand
are gonna
it.
Know.
Yeah, and I, that's true. Probably, yeah. That's true.
If you're putting it out there, people are going to want to know.
Yeah, I agree. So. I agree. One thing I think we do find out from this little interview, she already found another man. So she's found her Mr. Right. And on Chris Farah's Live, we saw who he was. He's got
I
long hair.
I found someone, someone to share my life.
Lord, I was trying to harmonize, but you changed key about halfway through.
And whatever I do.
You know that's
finish
not,
it out.
No,
it just got to be you.
Who
Brian
is
Brian Adams?
It's Brian Adams, Barbara Streisand. And Barbara Streisand. That's right.
Which is, I think, one of the weirdest duets ever paired.
Found someone to share my life. That's where it was.
But don't you think it's a weird duet, Perry?
That was in a time when we were doing weird pairings, like Meatloaf, and who did a duet with Meatloaf?
Meatloaf did a duet?
Oh, yeah. I can't remember. Who cares?
Really?
Oh, yeah. Google it. Ask Siri. Riveting.
Meatloaf, and it says Bonnie Tyler or Ellen Foley?
I've never heard
I don't know.
I don't know about Ellen Foley. Bonnie Tyler, yeah. What song was that?
There's Dead Ringer for Love. There's Paradise.
Paradise.
That's with Ellen Foley.
Paradise. Almost paradise.
That's with Meatloaf?
On Heaven's Door. Now, who is that?
We're wrong and we need to move on.
Ask for more. I swear that I could see forever in your eyes.
That was like three keys.
No, it wasn't. I was just singing, you know what? You don't come for me. This is what I do. When I tell you,
paradise.
Basically the cast backstage says, kind of thinking the
he
parts,
is from the U.S. Yes, we should. He is from
yes,
the U.S.
That's
there's always
man.
Some. There is some problematic things apparently on his Instagram. So.
Right. It said there was something.
Amir might not have the best picker.
Yeah, there was something about him. Someone said he was doing blackface. Was
I
that?
Saw the picture. I saw the picture on his Instagram.
I saw it too. Was he doing blackface or wearing a mask? Like one of those
he was wearing
black masks.
He was wearing a mask, and that's fine. But his hashtags were like.
What was the hashtag? I didn't see it.
There was like a blackface hashtag in there.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yikes. Y'all,
like, you gotta be
if
sensitive.
It said
like,
hashtag blackface.
It said like, it. There was several things, yeah.
Yikes.
It was not good. It was not. Y'all, I'm just saying, if you're a white person, be careful if you take a picture with yourself in a charcoal mask. It might be kind of triggering.
Not to defend him at all. I don't think he's white.
That's true. So, but, I mean, I don't know. I just meant for me personally.
No, but no, no, I don't I think thought you were.
He's not white. He's like AAPI or Native American Indigenous or so. But he does have that long, silky hair Amir likes.
Something to run your hands through.
You should grow your hair long. It would fall on your creamy, milky shoulders.
No, you don't want to say that. No, my hair would never be that straight. It would be kind of wavy and I would look kind like Yanni.
Yeah, more kind of like, rest in peace, Gilda Radner. It would just kind of be like, just everywhere, y'all. And he would never know how to blow dry it because he would get too bothered by it.
It would be so gross.
It would be really horrible.
Yeah, birds would like, be living in it.
I was just about to say, we would be doing a show and literally a bird would fly out of your head in the middle of the show. And I would run out of the room screaming.
Tweet, tweet. Hey there.
Anyway.
Don't mind. That's just Jackie Bird.
Anyway. So that's basically all of Amira. And Sean Robinson did a good job of handling this, of kind of keeping Amira calm. That was a hard thing to do. So.
Should we talk about Tarzel, everyone's favorite sixth daughter from
Fiddler in the Roof. We will talk about Tarzel right after this break.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song, or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Thank you.
My little Tarzel. What a beautiful girl you've grown up to be. As we bid you adieu, you're off to live your life with Fafner, the cattle rancher.
The cattle rancher.
Don't do Darcy. Sorry, also, I had to adjust my cardboard box on my window using painter's tape.
Tell me you're a poodle without telling me you're a poodle.
Curtains have been ordered. They're sheer.
They're not going to do nothing. Nothing.
But we're not. We're rarely going to do these 9 a.m. shows. My desk will be in a different place.
Maybe you need to put those things that, like, not blackout curtains, but those little top things that roll down.
Nope. We're not coming up with things for my apartment right now. That's not what this time is.
Okay, we'll see when you're doing the show in your fucking closet and I say you're welcome.
I just don't want blackout. It's only in certain morning times. I much prefer the morning light than the afternoon horrible light where it's hot.
Let's just get Tarzel over with.
I still don't really understand. Do you still understand this dynamic? Supposedly the relationship dynamic that they're going for with having a girlfriend? They say we want to get a girlfriend. Tariq calls it polyamory.
Which is
a kind of a catch-all term because it does include all types of multiple partner relationships.
I just want to say something. If anybody could understand it, I think it is us because I can't speak for you, but I have had friends that have been or are in polyamorous relationships.
Me too.
So we get it. We understand it. It's not like, bless their heart, it's not like Rebecca and Ziad who are like, what the
fuck? I think Rebecca understands it, but Ziad's like, what is this?
What is this? I don't understand.
Even Julia's like, wait. She has sex with all of them?
All of them? Like a lazy Susan.
And Yara's like, that's a threesome. That's every man's dream.
Yeah.
And so, Natalie's like, he had sex with her.
The Ukrainian/Russian shade of their polyamorous relationship was incredible.
It was just the three town yentas. Just going in with, no, he has sex. He had sex with her? Yes, he did.
Joby, they all have sex.
He had sex with her. They have sex with each other.
All the women. He got all the dick. So I just want to say, we get it. That said, I'm with you. I'm 100%
confused.
Of what the fuck. I don't get what this relationship is. And Tariq keeps talking about, we make our own rules.
No one understands our rules. Now, the thing about it is
I don't think Hazel understands your rules.
They don't have a third person yet, so they can't really establish rules because
no.
I'm the only reason Minty was contacted, by the way, is for drama. As long as we're on the same page here.
I said this with Chris Farrell. I'm going to say it again. Y'all, I kind of knew this before, but it hit me. Hazel is terrible television. She's just horrible.
You just figured this out?
Normally she's kind of shady when her and Tariq were trying to figure out roles and trying to figure things out. But now that they get along, she's just boring as hell.
Yeah, I think. Ugh. So let me kind of set aside the case of what they've said and what we can infer. This is not that every polyamorous relationship has to be explained thoroughly to everyone else, but they can't even explain it.
They can't even
give us a little bit of clarity because what he's saying he wants and what he's saying he thinks she wants are completely at odds to what Hazel is saying. This idea of Sean says, Hazel, do you still want a girlfriend? She says, very much so. Now, it is always referred to as Tariq saying, we are going to get a girlfriend. We are going to get a girlfriend, which means we're going to see, sounds like we're going to have
What does that mean to you, Poodle?
That means to me, we're going to both have relationships with this person.
I need you to clarify that. When you say we're both having relationships,
that means we're both going to have a sexual relationship with this person.
Together, independently?
Well, that's the thing. I'm not sure. It could be together. It could be independently. But
I'm bringing this up because, y'all, if you're in a polyamorous relationship, this is how much you have to talk about
right.
roles and rules.
And they haven't done any of this.
They haven't done – they need to say, okay, we're in a relationship together. Does that mean, Hazel, you're going to have sex with Mitney and I'm not? Well, I'm going to watch. Does that mean I am going to – it's a whole thing.
And Tariq, he's good about saying what it's not about. He's like, it's not all about threesomes. It's not – and I like Yara saying, what are you even saying right now? Of course it is. So that's what – And a lot of people
expect... They said, y'all, of course they're that threesome. They sex, sex, sex.
And a lot of polyamory, that's what they assume. Now, in a kind of a sister-wife situation, there's not this type of threesome. You're going to... the man is going to be with each woman independently. I don't think that they... I don't think Hazel has ever... She's not even concerned about a relationship where Tariq... is with another woman. She really doesn't want that.
It's confusing because Hazel doesn't want that, y'all. And then we find out Tariq has been in a polyamorous relationship before.
And so everything suddenly, becomes clear.
And suddenly this was very driven as producers. Hazel wants. This is what Hazel wants. So Tariq is following along with what Hazel wants. Y'all, this is what Tariq wanted all along.
Yeah, and
he probably knew she was bisexual before he married her.
Yeah,
but he held on it because it would be good TV.
Yeah,
which is smart.
That is a perspective that I thought as soon as he said it.
And which I'm not judging them for that.
Right,
if that's what you want to read from the get go,
but it has
then just say it.
It did seem like he said this is all Hazel directed. This is all because Hazel wants a girlfriend, and Hazel wants.
Yep. But he can't say it because it feels like he knows Tariq sometimes does dumb stuff. But he's not an idiot. He knows if he says that what he wants, it makes him sound like a sex tourist.
But and I don't know if this is a language problem for Hazel, but it always seems like he's the one leading the charge for Hazel to have a girlfriend.
It really is. Now that you look, when you look back on it after saying it, it does feel like, yeah.
And he says, we're going to get a girlfriend. Never, we're going to set up a system where Hazel also has a girlfriend.
I mean, he tries to go online and look at online profiles, but then it's like Hazel's kind of looking and then she sees a fly and gets distracted and just starts looking off.
Well, that's the thing. The reason why this is a little clearer. The reason why they're trying to, it's so hard to find someone is because they both have to agree. Hazel's not down with that. They don't both have to agree. Hazel just wants, as she says, a brown girl. A brown girl who looked like that black exotic dancer who they had. That's it.
And I don't think, at least the way she acts, I don't think Hazel wants a polyamorous relationship.
She doesn't.
I think Hazel actually just wants to fuck people.
Yeah. And I think that's also called polyamory is anything outside of a dyad.
It is.
So, but yeah, I just.
But there is implied with polyamory, because it's got the word amorous, it is implied that there is more of a relation.
There's some type of relationship between three people.
Where they could have an open relationship, which is that definitions of open relationships are more of, we are a couple, we are together as
right.
love, and then we play with other people or swingers right. or whatever you want to call it.
And I think that's probably closer what they're talking about. But
I think probably what Hazel wants. Maybe Tariq, though, really does want a polyamorous relationship because, I mean, I can't blame him. Hazel's fucking boring.
that's of course, the most obvious thing about it. But yeah.
Poodle. Close your eyes.
Oh, God.
Take a deep breath and imagine you're living in a house for at least 12 hours with Hazel. I'm not going to
get me out of there.
That's all I'm going to give you.
Can I take my Roomba? Can I take Chauncey my Roomba? Because anything's better than Hazel.
Just put some lipstick on your Roomba. And it's like, oh,
fucking,
I have a friend.
Fucking Eeyore.
Oh.
That is simplifying it, but it is interesting. And maybe she just lets Tariq do all that kind of forwarding of the relationship, but he always refers to it as, we're going to get a girlfriend. She says, I want a girlfriend. I want a girlfriend because I also like girls. Yeah. But it never feels like, even in a sister wife situation, like even seeking sister wives, they're like, and we've decided to get a sister wife. It's none of that. It's always like Hazel just sitting over like a lump going, sure, Tariq, say what you need to say. I need some cunnilingus action whenever I can get it.
Cause you're not doing it for me.
Right.
So now,
that's how both of us are on the same page about that. Nothing is really explained. That's why it confounds everyone, you guys.
Everybody. Let's talk about
Mitty.
My friend Mitty gonna come on the show. So y'all, Mitty shows up looking like a snack. The woman looks gorgeous. She beat her face. And ironically, Poodle said, which is true, why does Mitty have better internet in the Philippines than Hazel has in the same house as Tariq?
Basically. I think she might have went to a place that was a studio. That's what I was thinking. And maybe she just has a lot better internet.
What if they broke up and nobody told us and she went back to the Philippines?
Hazel?
What if she was actually, what if they aren't together anymore? This was all a ruse.
That's true. It looked like.
It's not.
It's, yeah, I think she's still there.
The paint color was the same hideous jewel tone.
Oh, his
that
house.
Kind of like.
His house.
Yeah, it's the same.
So
I love a jewel tone, but they're
and this is how you know that having a kind of a three person relationship with Tariq and another woman and Hazel will never work, because Hazel is so ridiculously jealous of any other woman who comes near Tariq.
Yes,
and so that's it. It needs to be two way between Hazel and another woman. But it can't be. It can't be involved with the man, because she would be too jealous now. Because she can say, "Oh, it was just Minty who I was upset about it." I think it's going to be every woman that she's going to have a problem with in a three way relationship. Yeah,
I don't. I think the only relationship she's going to enjoy being with a female is when Tariq's not in it.
Totally agree.
Because I do.
When she can play on the side.
I do think there is a little bit of. I think there is a bit of Hazel. I do think, in a way, Hazel is the mastermind of all of this.
What?
I think that she tells Tariq what she wants and then has him go and dance and do it. But then she just lets him kind of flounder and then says, because she keeps saying, I don't trust them. How can I trust both of them? I'm like,
well, it's an easy situation to be in when you say what you want and he just goes and does what you want.
He is trying to do what you want. And then now you're saying you don't trust him. I do think that she is wanting to paint this to where when she leaves him, it's not going to be, she wants people to side with her.
And I agree. And I think she's wanting to have this kind of, let's call it, I'm not saying this is a nasty word, but a more of a deviant sexual lifestyle, instead of deviating from the norm, not deviant that way. So she's wanting to have that. She's wanting that, but also she's wanting the same kind of binary fidelity. She can't handle, she's either not, she's too provincial to ever emotionally be able to be okay with a three-way relationship, I think.
Yes.
I don't think she'll ever be okay with it. And
I agree.
In a way, I think Tariq
maybe
is going to
take
have
a
problems.
Long time.
But. Yeah. Yeah. It's just, it's kind of a sham. I feel like we all talk about, that's why I think polyamory has gotten a really bad rap because of they're the polyamorous couple. They've done they're terrible at it.
They're terrible. And Minnie's like, so there's a lot of confusion about like Minnie is like Minnie and Tariq have been friends.
Minty.
And like
say it.
Minty. And then so basically Minty is her and Tariq have been talking. And finally Tariq says it gets to a point where he said that Hazel decided that they're all on the same text thread together.
Right.
So that way she sees everything that is said. Now, Tariq says, too, the three of them have never had sex.
Right. Minty's together. Never had sex with Hazel.
But we don't know if Minty has never had sex with Tariq. He didn't answer that question.
I think he did.
Did or did he say no?
Yeah. They haven't.
Hazel said she's never going to do it.
Right.
And so, but that's it. That's where kind of Minty is like, well, we're friends now and we still text. And Hazel's like, I don't trust them both.
Right.
And then Tariq keeps saying, well, we don't follow anybody else's rules.
And again, it's like, this is not the polyamory that we have a problem with, Tariq. It's the fact that your fiance or your wife now says she doesn't trust you. That's the problem.
Yes.
So I like it when there was something they what did it say? So they're saying things like Minty says, so we're friends now to Tariq and then Hazel's like, so I'm lying. So Hazel really hates Minty, y'all. Hates her. And I think it's because of a little bit of a couple things. I think Tariq chose Minty to be their third. And Hazel felt like she didn't have a voice in that.
I think she felt, I agree with you. I think Hazel because felt like she didn't have a voice.
And she's Thai, and Minty is Thai, and Tariq loves Thai women, as he's told us.
But I think Hazel probably didn't have a voice, but actually I think she does. She just doesn't want to use her voice. I think it's more probably she told Tariq this is what she wanted. And I bet she said this is what she wanted. And Tariq is like a golden retriever. If you hold the ball, he's going to look at you and say, when are you throwing the ball? When are you throwing the ball? Hazel's been holding this ball of, I want to be in a relationship with a woman. But she's too Hazel or timid, scared, whatever, to fucking throw the ball.
No, I agree.
So I think Tariq threw the ball. He's like, okay, let's go on the website.
Right.
If you want to do this, let me support you. Let's support this. Because he wants to do it too. But I think he does. I got to give it to Tariq. I think he does do it to support her and to acknowledge what Hazel is telling him he wants. Because he knows she is timid. And that makes him feel good to protect her and take care of her.
Right.
But I agree with you that he picked Minty. He probably asked Hazel, how do you like her? And she was like, yeah, she's fine. I like. And that was him like, you threw the ball.
Yep.
So now I'm chasing the ball. And now Hazel's like, no, no, no. Y'all, we read them and summed that up.
And honestly, they're way too uninteresting to talk about them this much. But I think they've confused us with how they're being portrayed and what they didn't say. And I think that y'all, they don't have a good foundation as a couple. There's no
Give
trust.
Give it 3 years.
There's
three
no years. Trust. Because she doesn't trust him. She doesn't trust him at all. She
thinks D-I-V-O-R-C-E.
My D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Tammy Wynette, right?
Tammy Wynette.
There was a little
bit.
Wow,
I feel like Maddie Wynette could be my drag character name.
Keep trying. I don't think you normally use your first name.
Fine.
So there's a little bit about, I think that's, I'm done with them. There's a little bit about Mike and Natalie, about the cheating allegation.
Jealousy. Yes.
And
talk about some jealousy and cheating.
We're going to bring Sarah in. They're bringing Sarah in, his friend who he slept at her house before she got married.
Remember, y'all, this is what happened. Last tell all. This didn't even happen this season, but it's because We're scraping the bottom of the barrel. They've exhausted their storyline this season. So they're like, hey, wait a minute. What about that Sarah person that from a year and a half, 2 years ago? We never talked about her.
We didn't talk to her. And so they bring in Sarah. And
Sean's like, do you think they're a good fit? Do you think they're a good combo?
She's like, no, Natalie's a very serious person and Mike likes to joke around and blah, blah, blah. Well, to be honest, I haven't seen that jokester Mike because I don't, maybe there is something involved, but all I've seen is a Mike who's lost the will to live.
Yeah, really?
Now that could really be Natalie.
I think she sucked the soul out of him. And so Sean actually says, well, what actually happened the night Mike came over? And Sarah explains that Mike did come over and stay the night.
And they thought her husband was going to come over.
They thought her husband was going to be there. But then she says there were many other people there, too, because
right,
it was the night before a wedding. So, y'all, Mike was not alone.
Right. He wasn't alone with Sarah, shirtless, and she was going to take a shower.
Because he was shirtless.
Again, jealousy, y'all. Jealousy.
And so Sarah said, I just announced I was taking a shower because there was a lot of people in my house.
Right.
And so we both believe everything Sarah said. And so
Sarah does say, and then later on in the conversation,
Sean said, what was it like when you talked to Natalie?
Later.
Did you ever? And she said, well, we did have a FaceTime.
She said, so are all American women whores or just you?
So it's like,
so
listen.
Then Natalie denies even saying that. Mike, of course.
Sarah, I did not say that.
Mike completely throws both of them under the bus.
All of this could have been solved. And Sean asked Mike, but he kind of gave a wishy-washy answer. It got heated really quick. That's all got to heated quick. But I wish that's the only time Sean missed out. Then I wish Sean Robinson
had pushed
said,
that.
But Mike, did Natalie call her an American whore?
My girl Erica Hill wouldn't have let that drop.
Erica Hill would have
said that. Erica Hill would have gotten in there like a bulldog.
That is a miss of Sean Robinson. That was the only time where I was like, come on.
My girl Erica Hill.
Because if Mike would have said, yes, she did call him American, or Natalie would say, how could you say this?
Yes.
How could you say this about me, Mike? Oh, and it would have been, she would have broke out. It would have been so good.
I think if Natalie was trying to redeem herself on this tell-all, she did not do a great job.
No, Natalie's like, I was like detective style. I was just trying to find out.
It's interesting.
Detectives call people whores.
Mike actually did a lot better by not talking a lot.
He did.
Because I think that's something that the less he talked and the more he kind of listened, Natalie just wants to get her side of the story out. And she was in here with her very Natalie dress, big poofy sleeves, and her Natalie makeup.
And so
Natalie
says, she's like, Sarah, I ask you, where is your husband?
Yeah, where is your husband?
No need to say something I didn't. Sean did. You know what? I have to go back. I'm going to take back what I said. Sean did say, Mike, did you hear those words? She did say that.
But she didn't
push
more.
That was her exact
word.
But Mike avoided it. She didn't push more. So. Yeah. I need to retract a little bit, but I wish she would have pushed me.
So that's basically it. And then they're kind of doing a little bit at the end. Rebecca turns to Ziad and she goes, didn't really talk much today. And he's like, no.
No. And they set up the seasons of Happily Ever After. They set up Jovi and Yara. We're going to get that Jovi's going to keep messing up.
Yeah.
And that Yara's going to – and we're going to get that Brandon and Julia, that y'all, it's all going to be about them looking for a place to live and Julia wanting nice things.
Yeah, I'm interested for Jovi and Yara. I want to see that play out. Brandon and Julia, I only care if the parents are involved, if his parents are involved, because that's good TV.
That's true.
We did see a clip, you guys, of Mama Moneybags, Tammy, and Asuelu in a Santa Claus wig fighting.
fighting, and I wanting was... to have a baby.
Santa, I want money.
Now, I also will say, when they did the kind of ending scenes, the backlighting that Natalie found to be in front of that camera was
she's really gorgeous. Good at that. Yeah,
it was so good. And the producer says, "How are you?" And Mike, we are not in the best place right now.
Yeah, and she barely even speaks to Mike.
And then Mike was talking, and y'all, I want to say something. Mike was talking, and he was wearing a backwards hat, and this is the first time.
No!
This is the first time I was not attracted to someone wearing a backwards
good,
hat.
Okay, good.
Like, I actually was angry he was wearing something that was normally made me think about blowjobs.
He's 2 steps from like an actual Yeti from me.
I'm Cassie from Chorus Line. I felt nothing. See, isn't that Cassie?
No, that's not Cassie. That's Connie.
Connie. They all sound the same, don't they?
No, they don't. There's a big difference between Connie and Cassie.
Okay, we did it, y'all. That's the tell-all.
Wait. Don't forget about me. I need to have my say.
Oh my God.
I need to have some sofa talk. I tried to. Cool. And my trainer and all of my employees who I am paying to say things for me.
Where's my yogurt?
Y'all, I tried to skip over it, but she won't let me. We're going to talk about.
Oh,
I forgot about
here.
This.
I need to get my phone up here because I need to read some. Bless Sissy Mandy, actually, was the one who did this. She transcribed all of Stephanie's.
It was one of our sissies who
yes,
did it?
Yes.
Oh. Thank you, Sissy Mandy. She transcribed sofa talk.
The 53-minute sofa talk. And then there was a part 2 that I didn't watch. You can just tell me about it. I couldn't go
I watched
on.
Part of it.
So, y'all.
It's kind of the same thing.
Because y'all, Stephanie is suing TLC.
She was not invited.
She wasn't invited to the tell-all.
She wasn't invited to. Now look, and the reason why she's suing that can seem very valid. That we believe her. Like, so we're not about that.
I think
the other craziness.
I don't.
Her life.
I was going to say I don't think that the lawsuit is based on the sexual assault.
Oh, is it not?
No, I think the lawsuit is based on more than that. I think that's just part of it.
She apparently to her. If and you know what? Well, let's just get into it. But apparently Matt Sharp owes her money, y'all.
I think that's what it is because the sexual assault would be a criminal kind of thing.
That's true.
And I think you can add to that, but
she could do a civil charge case against them.
Yeah, but it's much easier to make a money case. Much
so
easier.
So first things first, y'all. Stephanie is sitting there with her personal trainer.
Because who else better to be an authority but a trainer?
But a trainer.
He has known me for 13 years.
Uh-huh.
She's got her Ellie Mae Clampett braids in there.
Uh-huh.
You know, I want him to say, because I pay him, so he's going to be completely arbitrary here.
What do you want to say?
Do a drink or pop a pill. He's never seen me do that, right?
Yeah, that one time that you
shut up.
Hit on me and you want me to put vodka in my asshole and
Frank,
look it out.
Frank, okay. There's 100 under the couch if you say it right.
Never saw it.
Use it for snacks.
She's a great woman. Great woman.
And you know what? If I would have popped a pill and all popped a drink and had a kind of a pill popping drinky time. Why would I? I would have never had a speeding ticket in 15 years.
That is literally her thing. She's like, if I'm a boozer and a pill popper, wouldn't I have a ticket? Wouldn't I have a ticket?
The other big thing here is she, because her doctor is also a client of Frank's, because the trainer doctor relationship is very sacrosanct.
Yes.
You have my full permission to discuss my medical.
Discuss my medical because my attorney's not here because he's having heart surgery tomorrow. That's literally what she said.
So She had to seek medical attention, she says. She was hooked to IVs because of her...
She had bug bites. She said she had a tons and tons of bug bites.
She said she had so many sand flies
that caused inflammation, which that could be very painful.
You can hear it in my vocal cords.
But she says the whole thing with her eyes and thinking, seeming like she's drunk and on drugs. Y'all, that is solely because of the...
I have a sensitivity to bright lights.
It's all just bright lights. She's like... Even if you check, now y'all, she doesn't say car. She says, even if you check my Maserati, it's tinted real dark because I can't do the light.
And also, I'm just trying to, I really like to move my head around when I'm talking. And also, I got to stretch my mouth out.
And my pigtails.
helps me with the light too.
There's somebody's baby that's just crying in this. Okay. We don't know why. We don't know where this baby's from. It's like a coworker's baby.
It felt like a Khmer Rouge like hostage video. Like everyone was being held against their will, just hoping that Stephanie would either pay them or let them out.
Yeah. Yes. Now, y'all, because the two people that she had, nobody was there that was just a friend.
No, it was all her employees.
It was a personal trainer who pays her.
Who she pays.
It was two employees that she pays. I don't know who the guy with the curly hair was. I don't remember who he was. You might have not seen him. He showed up at the end.
I couldn't watch it. But Shannon and her baby.
But why not have Maria the psychic, who's supposed to be your friend?
That's true. I bet they had a blow up.
This whole time.
She probably wanted money.
Oh, for sure.
And her, she does say that Discovery or TLC, the company really wanted to press the fact that I was a cougar. And I made all my employees say I was a cougar.
And here's the deal is all of her friends are like, I mean, look. Look, her one friend, the brown hair, who's a total Karen. She was like,
Pam.
She's like, I never get upset. Usually, I'm an easygoing Christian. I'm an easygoing Christian person.
I bet you are, Karen.
Yeah, I'm an easygoing person. But when you're on there and it's set, and they keep asking you and asking you and asking you for it to be emotional and to say that my friend's a cougar, and I said, I'm not going to say that anymore.
I bet Pam definitely sends back. Definitely asked to be comped if the spinach artichoke dip comes out with the entrees. I also need to say that Pam also had a problem with the fact, she's like, we were on TV for 3 minutes, but they had us there for 7 and 8 hours.
Welcome to production, honey.
Yeah. A lot of their bitching was just, you don't realize you have to be there.
They put makeup on you.
Do you know how much raw footage is on the editing floor for
hundreds
when Poodle
and
I did
hundreds of hours
just to do a Darcy and Stacey video. Like, I'm not kidding y'all. We filmed for like 40 minutes for just two minutes of footage.
Yeah.
So they just don't have any product. My favorite part is when Stephanie said, and look, I only got to go to my lake house twice this last year.
And that's not twice. Even my nice lake house.
It's not even my nice. I went twice. The second time they called me up and wanted me to be there, I had to leave early in my tinted Maserati. It was horrible. This is torture.
She also says, it's all character assassination.
Character assassination.
Anyway, they go through the whole thing. Of course, she talks about the sexual assault, who she only refers to Ryan as Rapist Ryan. Throughout.
She doesn't really talk about Harris much at all.
No. She does say, she talks about the bright lights because she has keratoconus, which sounds like Kiri Takanawa.
It does. She's a soprano, y'all.
One of the best VC Dartes you'll ever hear. I'll stop there.
Anyway, y'all. So there's something that should be said. Let's talk a little bit about the money stuff. The reason she does say, and we said the word Christian because she's like,
I'm
in a large community with Christian people. They would know if I did drugs. But she goes on to say, yeah, y'all, because Christians
Never do drugs. See, but look at the stats for opioid addiction in Utah.
Yeah. See how that goes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why, so she is saying that basically she missed flights. She's like, I missed my flights because I had to check everything in.
And they made her pay for it. Yeah.
I had a first class ticket and instead I had to miss my flight and I had to sit in the back. And she says that she paid for the crew because the crew, she said, are all contractual and
out of the goodness of her heart.
And the way she talks, she's like, that's crewman. She was like, instead of saying she paid for his flight. She's like, he couldn't pay for it. He doesn't have a credit card. He has bad credit. I was like, why are we attacking the cameraman's credit?
She came off and she basically said that the TLC crew told her to pay Ryan, but she kept messing it up. She kept saying, and then Ryan bribed me. Because when you pay someone, you bribe them. He extorted you.
She's saying that Ryan wanted more money to be on the show and that TLC
was
saying, just
pay him. Which
I kind
of agree with.
I think that's very true.
I doubt TLC probably suggested in no uncertain terms, we really need you to be on the show. So do what you can do to make that happen.
She's saying that TLC said, pay him. You're going to be famous. And Stephanie said, Stephanie says the biggest lie of all. I don't care about being famous. I don't want to be famous at all.
I'm going to do an OnlyFans and show my cuckoos. So it's fine. Not cuckoo famous. Over there. My cuckoos.
A cuckoos with the plural.
My chachis.
With the plural.
Yeah.
So that's a big fucking lie. She says that she only came on this to help her business, which
has tripled.
Tripled. I can't believe
that.
On online Webster's Dictionary, like when they say, hey, what is white female privilege? Like they should just post this video.
It's awful.
It's gross.
Absolutely awful. There's basically talking about, then she reads some lawyer stuff that she talked about. She was just trying to get, she was on set and they kept saying 10 more minutes. She's like, and then like 3 hours later, again, yo, this is filming a reality show.
It's that she's such a princess. She doesn't want to wait around. She wants to be treated like fucking Mariah Carey on a music video who has worked her ass off. Y'all, and Mariah Carey shouldn't come in till the last minute. She shouldn't wait around.
Right.
She's Mariah fucking Carey.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the whole thing, you guys, you can read it. In the end, she was talking about COVID testing and the scheduling. Basically, she complained the entire time. She's been duped by the whole family because she's going to have him here on a K-1 visa and then seeing them with Emma and the four kids. None of that was, she said that was a total fabrication. So she does say that that was all made up. And
that he was not still with her.
Yes.
Again, y'all, it's everything to make her look not stupid.
I'm a little disappointed that there was no cuckoo in the last eating that key lime yogurt.
They just didn't touch Stephanie at all. I'm sad that Harris wasn't back.
Right.
You know, she's a horrible human being. She's a horrible human being. And I'm sad we're going to miss her. It's going to be.
I'm not going to miss her. I'm going to miss completely reading the fuck out of her.
Yes.
I'm going to miss saying, cool.
I have a feeling that's not going to stop. I want to read. This is from Sissy Lisa, sent us an Instagram message. And I thought this was pretty good. She said, as you know, Stephanie didn't appear on the tell-all. She made her own tell-all. Have you seen it? We're like, yeah, we saw it. She also says, this is true. We didn't talk about this. She says she broke up with Ryan before filming started.
Oh, right.
The show pressured her to go through with it to help her business and to fake her way through it. And so Sissy Lisa says, okay, so why does she have sex with Ryan if they were broken up and Lights Out isn't filmed? So
true.
She's like, that's a good, she also says Harris was a fill-in and she offered to bring him to the U.S. on a work visa so he could help his family. But she sleeps with him too. So she's saying that she wasn't in a relationship with these guys.
Right.
But they're sleeping with her. And she says, in addition.
It's all very convenient.
And she says, in addition, she calls the show a Fine and Dime show as well.
Fine and Dime show.
And she refers to the show's demographics as hillbilly, even though Lady Gaga and Chrissy Teigen are fans of the show.
Okay. That's not true. Everyone watches this show.
Everybody watches this show. Yeah. Don't pull a mark from Mark and Nikki and say that all the people that watch.
The people who are critical of me are overweight. They're alone. They're women, God forbid. Can you imagine? And they're jealous of me and something else.
That's what they said. So. Boy.
Sorry, I'm having to move myself again because the sun is creepy.
Wait. Oh, God. But wait a minute. Suddenly, why do I see clouds? Why do I see?
Oh, who's that? What's that noise? Oh, we're getting a call. I'm getting a call. Uh-oh. Dildo, is that you? Dildo, I thought we weren't going to get to see you again.
It began with the forging of the great wings. There's some things that should not be forgotten, but they were lost.
Yeah.
History became legend.
Don't know how this relates
legend
at all.
And for 2,500 years.
Mom, I'm in the middle of
Jared,
a reading.
Jared, I swear, right now, Mom. I swear Mom. To God, Jared. Jared, I am sending you away to that camp.
Mom, I'm doing the last bit of my online learning.
If you're masturbating again.
No, Mom, that's just a shower.
I bought 11 boxes of tissue in the last week.
But something happened when the ring did not intend. It was picked up by an unlikely creature, a hobbit.
Yes, Dildo.
Hello,
Dildo. Welcome.
Hello.
Dildo, can you?
Oh, yes.
Dildo,
yes,
since you're here.
Hi, you look thin and a bit washed out. I don't understand why there's cardboard in your video.
The shade isn't really really acceptable here. Especially because you're what looks like a 14-year-old boy in your apartment.
Ish. Not true. I've taken out my retainer. It makes me look older.
I see. So, Dildo, do you have any insight? I know you're a good friend of Andrew on Reddit. Do you still support him as one of your good friends after the behavior you've seen? What are your thoughts on Andrew? And are you guys still friends now?
We really don't talk much more. Basically, that was my vest and tie that he borrowed for the tell-all, and I have yet to receive it. I need it because I am hosting my annual Dungeons and Dragons contest next week, and
I
have nothing to wear to be the Grandmaster.
Going
to
be so very popular, I'm sure.
I'm quite pissed.
Tens of people.
I think he's as we hobbits say, a piece of bagadunkadunk. He's definitely a piece of bagadunkadunk.
That is what hobbits call
shite. That is what we say.
In the Shire. But
the last time I heard, I heard he was a manager at Sonic.
Yes. He was working at GameStop before, but I think he has decided Sonic was better for him.
Hobbits love chili cheese tater tots.
Do
they? We used to get them for free from Andrew, but he since doesn't talk to me anymore.
I see. So he's kind of moved on, and I think sounds like you've moved on. What's next for you, Dildo?
Oh, well, I've been
besides your Dungeons and Dragons party.
Yes, it's very big. It's the land of the Shire, aka Grand Junction, Colorado, comes alive with hobbits and elves.
Jared, what is this algebra book doing here?
Mom, I'm trying to. Mom, I'm promoting. I'm an entrepreneur, Mom. Mom, please.
You're an entrepreneur something. You're an entrepreneur something. I'll tell you what.
Mom, will you tell me my Amazon package comes? That's got my wand.
Anyway, sorry about that. The goblins are alive today.
Yeah, goblins, tough.
So, working on my D&D, and then I'm hoping I'm hoping to get I'm hoping to go to the dermatologist and get some Retin-A for some acne.
Yeah,
that's all I scheduled for the week.
I can see some creeping up in your shoulder.
Yeah, yes, possibly, but
some rough acne.
You know, if possible, I would love to, I feel with all great tales, with all great journeys, every journey must come to an end.
Yes, I agree. And I'd love to end this as quick as possible.
I would like to bring on, my friend here. I have the great wizard, Gandalf the Peak. Gandalf the Peak is here. Let me give him some interest music.
Well, hello.
Oh, Gandalf, you're here.
Oh, it's so, you know, it's wonderful to be here in Dildo's lovely apartment in the Shire.
Gandalf, you sound very pretentious.
Well, you know, we are wizards. We have quite a lot to be proud of, as I can cast spells. You can see my very expensive wizard robes. I promise they are not old graduation robes.
I'm a little sad I made this up now, but we'll keep going. Gandalf, do you have a magic spell to help end the show, an incantation?
I do. Here we go. It starts like this: to give everyone a good night tonight. And it starts.
Yes.
My setup is a little janky right now.
I shall start.
I want to build a spell to blot out the sun. So I'm going to do that instead. Wings of March, come down to me, Gandalf the Pink, and please blot out this horrible sun who doth stink.
Rain of winter, winds of fall, help us remember that if you need us, all you have to do
is call.
Call us.
I don't know if that works, but that's it, y'all.
But not right now, because my phone is off. My mother turned it off.
Y'all, we'll see you next week.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your
caboose. Men flocked to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.